house, morning mad house, whoa, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa, wake up with us early in the morning, turn it up, we got something for the yawning, no limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture, morning mad house for breakfast, we in the kitchen, morning mad house, morning mad house, what the fuck wrong with Burby is something they can't fix, incognito in the kitchen with the mix, loud in your neighborhood waving hey to you, Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new, are you dumb, we the biggest, hope you playing it smart, good morning Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart, whoa, morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa.
Yeah. It's a Friday inside the madhouse, man. Welcome to Friday, and listen, I'm so glad that it is warm out there this morning, but because all week it's been chilly, below freezing, at the freezing mark. I seen the squirrel get froze in position. I seen a rabbit get froze in the middle of the street. Listen, I'm glad that it's warm out there this morning. 50 degrees, bus stop temperature is all right this morning. They can go out there this morning now. 50 degrees. Today's high is actually going to be right near 64. And we got some late rain coming in later on this afternoon. It'll affect you on your drive home. So about 4:30, 5 o'clock-ish is when they're saying the rain is actually going to hit Charlotte, America. But before that, if you're going to be out and about, like out trying to enjoy some of the sunshine that we're going to get later on this afternoon, they're calling for a high wind advisory around 1:30, 2 o'clock. And that's supposed to last. This high wind advisory is supposed to last for a couple hours. So we're going to deal with some high winds, and we're going to deal with some rain later on this afternoon. Hit the man out with me in the morning. I said, what's up to me, Jessica?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man, Jessica?
Hey, nothing. How you doing?
Man, welcome to Friday.
Well, thank you for having me.
Man, great Friday morning, man. Shout out to the Charlotte Hornets who dropped us off a nice bag the other day.
Yeah.
They actually have their St. Patrick's Day game night.
Okay.
They'll be playing the Philadelphia 76ers, who's one of the top teams in the East right now. I think they're actually sitting in, like, third place. So, Joel Embiid is in town. James Harden is in town. And if you're going out to the Hornets game tonight, that's when that rain is supposed to start. And it's supposed to be high wind and rain near game time tonight if you're going out to the Spectrum Arena, going out to the Hive, okay? So look out for that. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Life can be difficult. That's the bottom line. At some point, most of us have wondered, where is God in my trouble? Why is God silent when there is injustice all around? But you know, we have a choice as to how we respond. We can take the prophet Habakkuk as our example. He didn't understand how God could allow injustice and evil to prevail in the nation that he lived in. He even questioned God about it. But even though he did not fully understand God's plan, he made this declaration, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." So today, in the midst of your trials and difficulties, in the midst of injustices all around, I encourage you to have this same attitude. Rejoice in the Lord and know that God is still in control. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
No limit, Larry. The morning man, the house, 50 degrees outside. Today's high is going to be right near 64. Look out for some afternoon rain and a high wind advisory in Charlotte, America, starting about 1:30, 2 o'clock. All right? You know what time it is inside the madhouse? 6 o'clock. So you know what that means. It's time for that madhouse question of the day. Hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D.
Let's talk about
Madhouse question of the day. We are going relationships, asking you, do you have to talk to your significant other every day?
You mean like on the phone, right? Like having phone conversations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nah, we ain't gotta talk on the phone every day. No.
Yeah.
Y'all talk on the phone every day?
Mm-hmm. It might not be a long conversation, yeah, or anything like that. But just a checkup, check in, you know, how you doing, what's going on, that type thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I got some partners like that, you know. they move around so much, and they make sure they check in every day. You know, I got different partners that do different things, so as they're moving around about their day, you know, I see them check in with their significant other, because sometimes we be doing things together, and they be like, bro, I gotta do that, so I just don't.
I'm not announcing it. Not announcing it. No, I mean, I enjoy talking to my guy every day and things like that. And I like it when he calls me, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. How do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail. 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right. Sean Lampkin, he is the actor who played Nipsey, the bartender on Martin, has passed away. He was a dear friend of Martin Lawrence and played roles in several of his films, like Life and Big Mama's House. The news of his death was revealed by a friend on Facebook, but they did not reveal the cause of death. So RIP to Sean Lampkin, a.k.a. Nipsey from Martin. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Sean is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, Miss Jessica, getting that dough. Sliding on y'all on a Friday, boy. High today is going to be right near 64 degrees. We might make it to 64. It's going to be some cloud cover out there. It's going to be some rain in Charlotte, America later on this afternoon. High wind advisory after 1 o'clock. It's going to be crazy. 50 degrees on your way out the house this morning. And, you know, usually have chili to Friday by this time, but the chili actually had to cancel last minute, right, Miss Jessica?
Yeah.
So they couldn't make it this morning. So we got something else for y'all.
Well, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago here in the Madhouse, and I was telling you all during a quickie about... That's funny. I was telling you all about this new documentary that is coming to Netflix called Money Shot.
Okay.
The Pornhub Story. Well, it's actually here. So you all can catch this documentary on Netflix right now. It is already up. But it led to the question.
Mm-mm.
We want to know.
Get somebody else to do it.
When was the first time that you watched porn? Who were you with? When was the first time? Where did you find it? Did you get into your parents' collection?
Wow.
Were you online and
definitely
were you on Pornhub or
online?
What was that? Did you get caught?
Online wasn't even around back then.
What was that? When was the first time that you actually watched porn? This is gonna. I already know where the direction of this conversation is going.
Okay, I got to think because I want. 570-WPG, where they headed 525-0098. Man, how's next? Tap in. I'll let y'all know. No Limit Larry. Morning Madhouse. Jessica over there laughing. It's a Friday fun day. She's having her own fun. Just let y'all know this is from the mind. Jessica, girl.
No.
Don't y'all put this on me.
No.
I just want y'all to know. Don't put this on me today.
I was scrolling on. I was doing one of my favorite things, which was scrolling on the internet.
Right.
And I actually came across somebody talking about this in the comments.
The documentary?
Talking about the first time that they watched porn in the comment section. And so I was like, oh, that's a good question. So we're talking about Netflix. I told you all a while back about this new documentary that was coming out. It's called Money Shot, the Pornhub Story. And it talks about Pornhub and some lawsuits that they have received due to content that is on their website. And so we're asking you, when is the first time that you actually watched porn? Like, how did that happen? Were you by yourself? Were you with some friends? Was it online? Did you get into your parents' stash?
I don't need all
the details. How old were you?
Just tell me how old you was and where you was at. I don't need all the other details.
I would like a little
bit
more information.
You want all the details? See what I'm saying?
You don't have to tell me what you did while you were watching.
Exactly.
I didn't get the rest of that.
See what I'm saying?
However, I would be curious. I guess I'm a little curious in it because I was a late attending that party.
Okay.
I was a late.
You was a late porter?
Yeah, I was a late person attending that party. I probably watched porn for the first time, probably somewhere in my 20s, like either 20 or 21. It was definitely in college. It was definitely in college because my sorority sisters tricked me.
Oh, they tricked you?
Yeah, they tricked
me. Oh, you're going to blame it on them?
No. It was 100%. They'll tell you the story. It was because I had never watched it before. And so they were like, yeah, we're going to watch a movie. And then they put in porn. And I was like, this isn't a movie.
It was a movie. They probably made a lot of movies in one second.
Like, I don't want to watch porn with my sorority sisters. I don't want to do this. How old were you, Larry?
Let's get to college first.
No,
Larry.
Let's
get to college. We gotta get to college first. I'll tell you about my stories.
Oh, Lord.
When we come back. Good morning.
What's going on, buddy? Hey, listen. Hey, check this out, man. I was over one of my friend's houses. His parents had went out of town. We was probably about 13 years old, maybe 14.
Wow.
And, he had one of those VCRs that you load from the top.
Yep. Know exactly what I'm
talking
about. He done went in there and put the VCR tape in. We in there watching it. And, man, I tell you what, I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
So what's your preference? Like, wet style of porn?
Really, Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I ain't going to lie to you, but, hey, it's just something about when you doing that thing from the back. Just God almighty.
Thank you, big dog. Appreciate you.
That ain't what I meant, but okay.
Appreciate you, big dog. Pound 98, good morning.
I watch porn.
You watch Pornhub, Amat? See, this is why I didn't want to have this conversation, because now I'm triggered.
Wait, when was the first time that you watched Pornhub, Amat?
I don't know.
How old were you?
I was 6 years old.
You know what I mean? See what I mean, Miss Jessica? See what you do?
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm not going to say a word.
What's wrong?
Nothing. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
I'm not the only one that watched porn at 6.
You're right. That's not when I started. I started about 5 or 6 years old.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hold on, time out.
You're not finna judge me.
I'm not judging you at all. I'm not judging you at all. Where did you get it?
It was out of one of my mama's stashes.
Is your mama's stash?
Yeah. Or somebody in the house. I don't know.
Was it like a magazine or a movie?
We had them all. Magazines, movies, everything.
Really?
Home videos, everything.
Really?
Yeah, I was traumatized.
You were traumatized?
Yeah. Never mind, I don't want to talk about it no more.
I wouldn't take you for being traumatized.
Definitely at 5 and 6 years old, traumatized, Miss Jessica.
No,
traumatized.
I would never.
Yeah, I was traumatized.
What? Were you by yourself?
Yeah, I was by myself. And then me and my sister.
You just went snooping in there.
Yeah, me and my sister. My sister used to find it, and then I would be the one to put it in. Like, I would be the one that actually, you know what I mean, put the tapes and stuff in and open the magazines and stuff like that. We always snooped in the house. This is what we did. As kids, we always snooped in the house.
Okay.
Yeah, traumatized. I found something I wasn't supposed to find. That's why I was traumatized.
Which? Oh, no!
Yeah. Bye. Get out my face.
Keeping it lit in the morning. Every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, sir.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
I blame the cheerleaders who did not show up today for this conversation that we're having this morning. Blame them. Blame the cheerleaders who did not come this morning for us having this conversation this morning. What were we talking about, Ms. Jess?
We were talking about this new documentary that is out on Netflix right now. I told you all about it a couple of weeks ago. It's called Money Shot. The Pornhub story talks about the life of Pornhub. And it's out on Netflix now. So we are asking you, when's the first time that you watched porn?
Good morning, big dog. What's up with you?
Going through the BHA test of my mom's crib. I had to be about 8 or 9. And watching the movie, and next thing you know, I see some stuff coming out the private part that I'd never seen before, and it was white. I'm like, I thought only pee come out. Man, I was messed up after that.
Traumatized.
I was messed up.
See what I'm saying? Jessica, it traumatized when you. Oh, what is that? See what I'm saying? Thank you, big dog. Pound 98, good morning.
Hello.
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 Man, listen. Finding that. What you found in your mama drawer?
I don't want to talk about it.
Then you know what he found in his mama drawer, girl.
I do not want to talk about it. So you better make me talk about this this morning. No. No, don't be laughing.
I had to call him fresh off the Waffle House on that one.
Don't be laughing at me, CC. I need a hug right now. Y'all are bringing up bad memories. I need a hug right now, CC. Come to the station and give me a hug.
Did the drawer start shaking?
Huh? You said what?
Did the drawer start shaking?
Yeah. I'm still traumatized behind it. I can't believe it.
I'm dead. Y'all wrong. It's too early.
When did you get your first porn experience?
Man, listen. I got to say, I was about like 14, 15, but about 21, I started making my own.
Bye. Get out my phone. Paul, that ain't good morning. See, this is why I want to have this conversation.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog? What you got for me?
You said something earlier about you want to, I'm going to give you all the tea. You know what I mean? How about Lem? How about Lem? Snuck in my mama in the room, you know, them VCR, you know, the old VCR. They was both of them in there dead asleep, you know, and they was still playing. I wasn't going to look for nothing, but I found something. So what I did was I ejected it so I could see what the name was so I could come back and watch it later. But, you know, they had the regular movies like, you know, Shaft and all of that there was different in different areas where the brown taboo and the brown sugar and all of that, you know what I mean? So it was in a little different area.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was about 11 when I started, you know, and once they left the house, you know, and I knew they was gone for a while, I went back in the other stash and, you know, I stopped pulling on that thing and the rest was history, you know?
Thank you, big dog. No, I don't want to hear him talk about that, Justin.
I just need some clarification on the beginning of this story. So your parents were in the bedroom sleep and porn was playing. And you walked
right.
Wow!
But they were already asleep. And I just don't happen to go in the room because you know back in the day, you know the AC in the wall was in two places, in your mom and dad's room and in the living room.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Everywhere else had fans at. So you know, I went in there to get a little AC in the time. And went in there and found some, you know, like you said, I wasn't looking for it, but I found it. Yeah. But, you know, I had to go back, you know, after they left with my sock and get busy. You know what I mean?
Bye, bro. Get off my phone. See? This is why. Yeah. Man, it's time to let y'all shine. I'm sick of this. I'm getting too excited. You're getting too excited. You, calm down. But go watch the documentary on Netflix.
Are you going to watch it?
I am.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll probably be number one watch documentary in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 days.
Mad by Monday.
Netflix. Yeah. Yeah, by
it's
Monday.
Probably ranking number one right now.
Yeah. It's probably, when you click on Netflix, it's probably in the number one spot. A little bit later, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I would like to let my kids, Khalil and Kalia, shine. And they homegirl birthday today, Ariana Graham. Happy birthday, Ariana.
Happy birthday. Good job, Dallas.
Power 98, good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
Good morning. I want to let Matthew's Charter Academy shine. My girls, Deani and Deja. Go be great today.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello. Yeah, it's your turn. Go ahead.
My bad. This is Mama Walk Up. Okay, so first I want to let my Walk Up boys at Westlake shine along with all my babies and with my two kids, TJ and Alea, let them shine as well. And I want to let my mama shine because today makes 6 years that she went into a coma. Husband going in for a routine procedure, and she went into a coma, and she is healthy today. So
yes.
I want to let for them shine. It's St. Patrick's Day, but it's bittersweet for us because that's the anniversary of that. But she is good and healthy. She look crazy, but she's still healthy.
I mean, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I love it.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree. I'm just kidding. Fuck up. That's a beautiful thing.
Hello?
Hello?
I want to hear the bill, but I said,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey. Hey, you want to talk to Jessica? Okay,
hey,
Mike.
Jessica.
Yes. You be on tomorrow afternoon?
Yep. You want me to give you a shout out? Yep. Ahmad Johnson from Hickory.
Give me a shout out.
I'm going to give you to you at 4 o'clock.
Guess what? Can I make a question on 4?
Yep. What song you want to hear?
You put myself 4 o'clock.
What song you want to hear?
I want a lot of Brooks to play. I'm going to give me a shout out. Give me a shout out 4 o'clock. But 4 o'clock, you're on the radio.
Yep.
Come on, John.
No, we're not giving him a shout out. No, we're not giving him a shout out. Ahmad.
What?
Peace.
Peace.
Come on, told us 6 years old. That's what he had said.
Thank you, Jessica.
Larry.
What, Jessica?
Ahmad called up here and he answered that question and he said 6 years old.
I believe it. That's I was about five or six. So I believe it.
You and Ahmad got a lot in common.
We do.
Over there talking about you was traumatized.
I was traumatized. I ain't had no business. I ain't want to go back. No.
But
no,
you
no.
did. Huh? But you did.
How you know
you
I went
did.
Back? I never
you
said
did.
I went back.
You did.
You
did.
I went back.
You did. You no, did.
Did.
No, you didn't go back.
Never
you
went
didn't
back.
Go back.
Nope.
Boy, you a lie. You a lie.
Nope. You don't know my life, Miss Jessica. I never.
But
went
I know
back.
Portions of it. but I know portions
of it. Hey, man, coming
it.
Up. I don't even know. I don't even care what we're giving away. Roy, you comedy tickets in the Nose Baby News 724. Miss Jessica's got it for you. We
that
back
baby
at 720.
Saw something on that screen. He ain't want to see.
Goodbye, Miss Jessica. Goodbye.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor news for Friday, March 17th. Word is Michael Jordan is in talks to sell his majority share of the Charlotte Hornets. Jordan would be selling to a group that includes Hornets minority owner and the Atlanta Hawks minority owner, who would take over as co-governors of the team. Now, the sale is not imminent, but significant momentum has happened, according to ESPN. Jordan has spent 13 years as the majority owner of the Hornets after buying his stake for $275 million back in 2010. Congratulations to Evelyn Lozada and Tamar Braxton. The two are now engaged to the men that they met on their reality TV show, Queen's Court. LaVon Lewis popped the big question on Evelyn's birthday in December at a small gathering with family and friends in L.A. J.R. Robinson proposed during the season finale to Tamar, saying, "I don't want to be your friend. I want to be your husband. I'm here forever because I don't see my life without you. And I love you, Tamar. Tamar, will you marry me?" Congratulations to the both of them. Nipsey Hussle was all about ownership before his tragic passing, and now his kids are able to follow in his footsteps. His children are now owners of a Marathon clothing brick and mortar store. Nipsey's brother and business partner opened up about the business venture, saying that it would help set Nipsey's children up for the future and allow them to experience ownership. He says this is something their father worked for and that they own, and that's important to me. Also, just having a brick and mortar once again reinforced what Hustle told us and taught us. Keisha Cole is ready to tell her story. The singer will executive produce and make her acting debut, playing herself in a new Lifetime biopic called Keisha Cole, This Is My Story. Is going to follow her early days in Oakland, honing in on her musical talents and her rise to multi-platinum selling success and being a television personality. The biopic is also going to touch on her relationship with her mother, Frankie, who is being played by Debbie Morgan. This is all going to premiere on Lifetime on Saturday, June 24th, as a part of Lifetime's celebration of Black Music Month. Keisha Cole, This Is My Story, is also going to feature a new song recorded by Keisha, and it's called Forever Is a Thing. Speaking of Tamar Braxton, happy birthday to her. She is celebrating her birthday today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
News report.
The neighborhood.
Power 98. No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. It's 7:14. Y'all know what time it is.
Larry's Mad is sponsored by Ride Now Motors. Shop 24 hours online at RideNowMotors.com.
That's right, man. It's 7:40. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
Oh,
are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Larry Mad, hashtag I know you freaking lying, hashtag ain't no way boss, we going down to the SIP, that's what they call it, the SIP, Mississippi that is. Oh man, it's so much going on in different parts of Mississippi, but this one right here, this case right here takes the cake. A missing black man, I don't know if y'all heard of this case, but I'm gonna make sure you hear about it. A missing black man by the name of Racine Carter let his mom know. He said, these men are after me. He was working a job that was outside of his county, but it was still in Mississippi. He was working a job, and he said that the men on the job, they were after him. Text that to his mom. The next day, he went missing. He was reported missing the next day because his mom did not hear from him. And after this message, she was like, you know, something ain't right. Mamas always know. They always know. Fast forward. They ended up finding the young man's body. Found it in the river. His head was severed off. Dismembered, missing body parts. But they've been finding body parts all over this part of Mississippi of this man, Racine Carter. Well, now the medical examiner in Mississippi has said that they don't expect no foul play in this case. Boy, I almost cussed. How? The man's head was severed off. What, he cut his own damn head off? He jumped off something, his head got cut off. He cut his own head off. I mean, how do you already determine this? No foul play expected. And the man's head was cut off. They've been finding body parts all over this part of Mississippi, like I said. How is this no foul play? This young man did not do this to himself. And the fact that he texted his mom and told her, he said, these men are after me. These men are after me. The people that I work for, they don't want me here. They're after me. And they're saying that witnesses have come forward and saying that he was being chased by three men in a truck. Now, I hope that they have started this investigation into the people he was working for. I'm not sure if they did this in Mississippi yet, because the medical examiner has already said no foul play. is suspected and the young man's head was cut off. I don't know what in the hell is going on in Mississippi. Like, it's always something coming out of Mississippi where they trying to take us back. They still got segregation in some parts of Mississippi. But damn. Shout out to Benjamin Crump, who is working on this case with the family. But if the medical examiner's already jumped out there and the boy got body parts all over the county and he's trying to say that there's no foul play is expected, you already know what we're fighting against. And it's the same old Mississippi. We got to do something. This right here, man, this whole case is just crazy. And if you haven't seen, you haven't heard about it, look it up and read the story about it, man. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. It's crazy.
I can't take this no more.
It is, man. Y'all know about this time. Burpee usually being here to fire them shots.
They shooting.
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired.
My ass up like a Glock 9.
Glock 9.
If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah, we putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day.
They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip off. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know what Burpee usually say? He got the joke gun loaded on a Friday. Them the only shots we fire them from the joke gun.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I got a couple people. Okay. Megan Good. Do you watch the new show Harlem?
I do.
You do? You like it?
Yeah.
I watch it too, Miss Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm engulfed. I love all four of the ladies on there. Well, we know that Megan Good got divorced from her husband, Devon Franklin. You know, everybody was speculating he cheated, she cheated, blah, 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 blah. Well, Megan has come out again and said, number one, y'all need to mind y'all own damn business. And number two, nobody cheated. She didn't cheat. He didn't cheat. They just grew apart. And they agreed that it was the best thing to do. But what really happened was, He saw her with that boy, Diamond. What's his real name?
I can't remember.
Whatever his real name is. He saw her on that screen with him, and he saw her legs spread apart, and he was like, we can't be married no more. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Mm-mm. He was like, y'all acting too good on there. Something got to be going on. I think Devon got a little jealous. He was like, nah, we ain't doing that. We're not doing that right there. Tennessee, did you hear what the senator in Tennessee wanted to do? Said that he wanted to bring back hanging. Yeah. He wanted to hang people from a tree as punishment, as a form of the death penalty and a form of punishment. But then he gonna come back and apologize like, nah, I'm just playing. I ain't really mean that. Nah, sir, you meant what you said. That was your granddaddy that was out there doing that. They was out there hanging folk. Now you going to act like you don't want to do it after these people done jumped on your ass. And they like, nah, bro, what you talking about, Senator? What, I don't even remember his name. Senator Man. They said, what you out there talking about, Senator Man? Nah, stand on what you said. You want to hang people from the tree. You thought about it because you knew some of your cousins and them, their ass is going to be out there hanging from some of them Tennessee trees. You was like, nah, I don't want to do that. Shot fire!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shot fire.
Bring back, hey, it's all good until it's their cousins hanging on the tree. And then they like, nah, we won't do it. Mm. Yeah. And last but not least, have you heard this crazy story coming out of Texas? You know, Fort Hood in Texas has been the, what they investigated the death of a female soldier a couple years ago. Here we are again. They are now investigating the death of another female soldier. And they're saying, they acting like Mississippi. Ain't no foul play. They put out a statement talking about this is a great base to work on and everybody's safe here. Everybody safe! Everybody safe, but the female soldiers who work there. If I was a female soldier on that base, I would be getting removed right now. And this particular soldier that they just found deceased, she also had put up a post. She alerted her family that she was, you know, that she felt unsafe and mm-hmm. that she was being sexually harassed to the point that her mom and them said, should we come and get you? But she decided to stay. Nah, United States, shut that goddamn base down.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
before somebody come over there and fire some shots at the base. That's all I got.
And those were Murphy's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to get his shit. No cap.
All right, DJ Drama, he recently issued an apology to Nicki Minaj for taking her off of Gucci Mane's classic 2008 mixtape. At the time, Drama just felt like Nicki Minaj wasn't known. But he says that he regrets that. He says, when he bought it to me, the first song on the tape and the first voice that you heard was Nicki Minaj's. Obviously, this is an early Nicki Minaj. He continued on by saying, and disrespectfully, I felt like we can't have a gangsta grills with me and Gucci and the first voice that you heard not be Gucci. So I removed her verse from that song. And he says, I feel terrible about this to this day.
You know, she was signed with Gucci and them, you know, through Walker's mom, Deb Anthony.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, well. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News
quick. I wanna know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is gonna be right near 64. We are about 51 degrees. Cloudy skies late on this afternoon. Watch out for a high wind advisory. They're saying by 1:32 o'clock, the wind gonna be crucial out there. So ladies, hold on to your weave, your eyelashes, your makeup and everything. Fellas, hold on to your white beaters and your sweatpants and your Timberlands. It's going to be crucial out there later on this afternoon. And then we're getting rain late this evening at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. So if you headed out to the Hornets game tonight, you're going to need an umbrella. You're going to need a rain jacket and all that. All right? That's your weather for the day. And then tomorrow, temperatures are going to be in the mid to early 60s, but sunshine and all the rain is clearing out, which is some great news. Sunday is going to be cold. Gonna be a cold Sunday. 50 degrees is high for Sunday. Actually, 58 tomorrow with partly kind of skies and sunshine throughout the day. All right, everybody's talking about it, man. It came out yesterday afternoon that majority owner of the Charlotte Hornets, Michael Jordan, is talking about possibly selling his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets. And a lot of folks is like, oh, okay, what's going on with this? What's happening? Like, what are we doing here? And for me, I think you get to a point in business where, you know, you've done, he's owned the majority stake for like 13 years. And you just get to a point where either you're going to continue on or you're going to sell and get out. And I think for, you know, not quite speaking for MJ, but I would think for him, you know, at some point, you could just get out and you can enjoy. You've already got a lot of fruits of your labor that you can enjoy with the Jordan brand. You can just, I think MJ could just go out and manage the Jordan brand and be that. And that could be an entity by itself without having to run a complete organization like the Charlotte Hornets. And, you know, I think when you're in business, you got to get out when it's at a peak. If you're smart, you got to get out when it's at a peak. Like when the jerseys in basketball, like if the jerseys are selling, people are coming to games, things of that nature. You want to get out when it's a peak before you hit a valley. Because if you get out when it's a valley, then you're gonna get lowballed on the sell of the team. However, like I would like to see somebody get it or come in with it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Group that get it from somebody who has been in the city, somebody who knows the city of Charlotte, and grow it like that. And not necessarily, you don't necessarily need that. I think that would just help the brand. I think that would just help the brand. But I say all that to say that I think Mike's done a good job, and I would love for Mike to stay. I like saying, you know, I'm from Charlotte where Michael Jordan is the owner of the Charlotte Hornets. I like saying that. Jess, what about you?
I mean, this happens in business all the time. So, I mean, I don't particularly have any feelings on that part of it. I'm a little saddened by the fact that we have an African-American owner in the sports world. And where else do we have that? You know, when we're talking about a major league sports team, it's rare. Mm-hmm. To find that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so if he does sell, then we lose that. We lose that.
Yeah.
And so that's unfortunate. But, you know, people got to do what's best for them, money-wise and business-wise. So it is what it is.
Yeah. You think, like somebody, like I said, somebody, if they put together somebody or a team of people from the city, you think that would help the brand, or that doesn't matter to you at all?
I think that when you have somebody from the city, that is always helpful. But I think for me, what's bigger than that is getting the team together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would like to see the Charlotte Hornets have that star power.
Mm-hmm.
So come in, for me, it's even more, what's more important is a person that comes in there that knows sports,
right.
Knows basketball, and knows how to take our Charlotte Hornets to the next level.
That's what's up.
That's what I would look for.
Madhouse Nation, what y'all got on it? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. MJ, Michael Jordan is talking about selling his majority stake in the team, in the Charlotte Hornets. Just don't let Diddy come in here and get it.
He was trying to get BET.
He was trying to be a part of Redskins. I mean, the Commanders. But now that this is on the table, I can see Diddy trying to come in here and bring the Harlem Shake and bring back shiny suits. We're not going. No. And I do agree, Diddy, with continue on with the minority ownership. I mean, with the African American owners in a major league sports league. But not Diddy. I'd rather got to get it over Diddy. I'm just saying.
We'll see what happens.
I'm just saying. I ain't hating on Diddy, man. I'm just saying. Let me call my accountant and see how much money I got. Jessica, let me borrow a couple dollars. I think I can put in on this.
Okay.
I can put in on this. I wonder how much you need to get a majority stake.
More than I got. That's what I know.
Come on, home, but we can get this, y'all. We can get it. London Valera, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. One of the biggest stories coming out of Charlotte, America, broke yesterday. Michael Jordan, the majority owner in the Charlotte Hornets, is talking about selling his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets. Let me clear up a couple of things, because I seen some people put this out there or was asking, does that mean the team is moving? Hell no, the team ain't moving. Charlotte is a premier destination for major league sports. That's for NBA, that's for the NFL, and even Major League Baseball is looking to come here soon. So we're a premier destination sports town for Major League Sports, and we are the number 15 largest city in the United States right now. So that puts us in the large market size. So we are quickly trending upwards in those things. So the question was, what do you feel about Michael Jordan selling his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets? Good morning.
Not much, man. Want to call and talk about the Hornets?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Potentially.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. It's kind of bittersweet. I think MJ did a lot of good things as far as restoring the name back and becoming the Hornets again. But as far as him as an owner, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm kind of glad he's selling the team, getting fresh blood in here and get a new perspective. I feel like he could have did a lot more things to be visible for the actual Hornets. Like when you touch down in Charlotte, man, you're supposed to see billboards and MJ. That Flight 23 store should have probably been at the Hornets Arena. It just should have been a destination, and I feel like our brand should have been elevated with MJ, which I know that's the only person that we kind of associate with the Hornets and LaMelo right now, but I just feel like it didn't pop like it needed to pop when he became the majority owner. I just felt like it's some other things to be desired.
So let me ask you this. Do you think he could have took the approach of, well, I want the brand of the Hornets to be its own brand outside of my face? Because I've already had that time in the NBA. I've already been the face of an organization, which was the Chicago Bulls. Now, as far as me being an owner, I want my brand. I want the thing that I own, the Charlotte Hornets. I want that to be the brand and not me.
I'm going to say no, because I don't think that's Mike. Mike is not in the shadow type person, in my opinion. Okay. If you turn on any NBA game, his symbol is on every jersey, so I don't think he's about being in the shadows. I think it was pretty much he had a good run. As you mentioned about the valuation, I think the team is valued at maybe like $1.7 billion. I think he paid like $180 million for his stake, so it's definitely a come up if he sells. But I think ultimately this 12, 13-year run, whatever it is, I think it kind of was a failed experiment other than bringing back the name. I appreciate the contribution to the city with the medical centers and all the things that he does and the charity work. But like I said, this is time to go in another direction. Like you said, I think the ownership group probably should be somebody local. But whoever it is, I hope there's some basketball lifers and they understand the game like Miss Jessica said. And I need Miss Jessica to pick up her energy, too, on this topic. She kind of like, she don't care. What if I need some more enthusiasm? Like, when y'all was talking about the porn this morning, I need that same energy.
I 100% agree with you. I don't think, to what Larry was saying, I don't think that, I think that if MJ isn't going to be the face of, if he is going to ride the back and he isn't going to be the face of the organization, then during these 13 years, what was the plan to give our Charlotte Hornets some type of identity, some type of popularity, and things of that nature? And if we didn't get those in those 13 years, then yeah, let's move on to something else.
I agree. Like Larry, this time period is pivotal, man, because they were talking about the GM potentially stepping down maybe at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we lose ownership, our star player can't stay healthy, LaMelo. If we don't get this first pick, Victor Wembanyama, man, we may be back to the Bobcat days here soon. So, like I said, this is a pivotal point. We got to get it right. If he does fail, I'll make sure we get the right people in here.
Well, you know, I want to see what happens with it, and I definitely think, I hope if he does sell, he does the same thing that Bob Johnson did for them. He sells it to another, you know, another African American.
No,
I mean, I just hope so. I mean, that's all I can do is hope. I ain't got enough duffel bags to get in on the team. I want to though. I promise y'all I won't in. I won't in.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I just appreciate y'all talking about this topic, whatever, and I'll take it off the air. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate you, brother. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. What do y'all think about Michael Jordan selling his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets?
Keeping it lit in the morning, every morning.
Every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a fish. Yes, sir.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
To your frequency.
Charlotte's Club for hip-hop and R&B. Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you black smart? All right. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Hey, how you doing? It's D.
What up, D? What's up with you, D?
Nothing. On the way to work. Trying to wear some baby face now.
Baby face, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, got you. You're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, no.
So today you got two categories. Jessica is category number one.
Hip-hop and R&B groups.
What? I got category number two. Trap rap. Trap rap. What?
I'm going to do trap rap.
Trap rap. Name that trap rapper. This trap rapper, he knew the real Noriega. The real Noriega, and the real Noriega owed him 100 favors. Who is that trap rapper?
You said the real Noriega.
Yep, I know the real Noriega, and he owed me 100 favors. I give you a hint. This rapper was hustling every day. Every day he was hustling.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, D. You got it.
Jeezy.
No, he gave it a song. The person robbed would have gave it a song in the background. But okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right, you want to stay in the same category or you like another one?
Same category.
This trap rapper, they gave him a lifetime supply of baking soda, clientele, a rolling watch, two pots, and three stales. Who is that trap rapper?
Oh,
Is it Jeezy? Is that Jeezy?
That's Jeezy. That's Jeezy. You understand the same? A lifetime supply of baking soda clientele. A roll. Okay. All right. You want the same category or would you like another one?
With Miss Jessica.
Hip hop and R&B groups.
Okay, we can do that.
All right. Lauryn Hill got her start in this R&B group. What hip hop group?
Refugees.
You gonna give it to her, Larry?
Yeah, they just called herself the Refugees.
All right.
So she's right. Before, just switch it off to the. Yeah, so she got
okay.
it. She got it. She
all
got
right, Miss
You
G.
won!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
So happy she on the
phone. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
See that guy so happy she done hit her face up against the phone. She like, boom, and
come
hit
on,
the
D.
hang up button. Call us back, D. You
Call
won.
Us back, D.
You got these tickets to check out Babyface Ray. He's going to be invading the underground April 30th. You going, baby. It's the Blood of the Pants. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is, man. 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
All right, trending topics being brought to you by me and Miss Jessica. We're going to be hanging out at the Carolina International School on Pompleton Road. That's going down this Tuesday, 12:30 to 2 p.m. Come out, man. We got music. We got games. We got prizes. You can come out to the school and everything. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Jessica, what you got trending over there?
All right, so you know a lot of streaming services are raising their prices, and the latest one is YouTube TV. They're going to go from about $65 a month to about $73 a month. The Twitter account says that the price hike is coming because of their continued effort to bring viewers the best possible TV service. They haven't had a hike since 2020. And back in 2020, it went from $50 to the $65 that it is right now. So if you have YouTube TV, be on the lookout. Prices are going up.
Also trending this morning, Damon Idris, who plays Franklin Saino, Snowfall, and Chloe Bailey. They got a new sex scene in this new show called Swarm, produced by Donna Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. Woo! But they say this thing, I haven't seen it, but I've seen the reviews. And they say this thing a fool. I'm ready to go. You said this is a new show on, like, Amazon, right, Ms. Jessica?
I believe so. I read briefly about it because the story that I was reading about was talking about Donald Glover dropping new music.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made a quick little mention about this new series and that story.
Yeah, they say Chloe got bust down in this one. They said Idris hit her with the wham, bam, 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 boom, boom. So I want to go see what the buzz is about.
I wonder what the show is about.
They said it's about a girl that, a girl from Houston that is trying to go to a concert or something like that. And it's a series on Amazon, but the first episode dropped today, earlier or late last night, like midnight last night. And they saying, because she even spoke out about it, said that she was nervous about the sex scene because she hasn't had a lot of partners. But they said, boo, we can't tell. Yeah. So there you go, fellas. And ladies, you want something to watch this weekend? Watch Swarm. And then call in Monday and give us your reviews. Not on this particular scene, but on the show, okay? All right, man, that's what's trending inside. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what we do, man. At 6 o'clock, we drop it on y'all. It's that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
who? We dropped the question at 6 a.m. And then we tell y'all what y'all said about this time, about 9:40. Ms. Jessica, what was that question today?
Madhouse question of the day. We were asking all of our nosy neighbors out there, do you have to talk to your partner, your significant other, every day?
And what you got?
I did a poll, and 74% of people said yes. Yes, they do. 26% of people said no. One person sent me a message and says, leave me wondering, and I will wonder off.
Oh, wow. Is that what you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So they say yeah.
Okay. Shout out to America. I see y'all talking to. All right, coming up, man, we go roll call. You can roll call me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
9:55, we on the roll call.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.